Welcome back to Siren Radio with me, Jamie Rose. My guest today, one third of indie rock's The Zootons. How are you, Abby? Are you all good? Nice to meet you.
Nice to speak to you, Jamie. Yeah, I'm really good, thanks.
Yeah, am I, by the way, I'm saying this right, Anna, The Zootons. I am saying this right, Anna.
The Zootons, yeah.
I am, because I spent so long saying Zootons. Right, and it's not. I spent so long saying The Zootons, and I'll tell you what it was. It was a person that I've spoke to, and you guys have spoke to as well, which is Dan O'Connell when he was on Radio X. And I was like, have I been saying The Zootons wrong the entire time?
Yeah. So,
I mean, how often does that happen? Do you get it a lot, or am I just like one of
not
the
really.
Only people? Do you not? Oh, wow.
Like in America, they say The Zootons, like they say The Zootons, or they say The Zootons. But we've never had Zootons. Maybe Dave has. I don't think I've ever heard Zootons.
No, I was just saying Zootons for whatever reason. And maybe that's just my accent. I don't know, but I suppose we both know.
Yeah.
First of all, how are you? I understand you're on tour in Sheffield. How's it been today, setting up?
Yeah, it's great. It's great to come back to Sheffield. It's been probably about maybe roughly 20 years since we played here, so I'm playing the same venue that we always used to play, the Leadmill, so it's exciting. It's lovely Sheffield. I've just been walking around the town, just waiting for sound check, and there's some beautiful buildings and like really nice little bits of it, little pockets of it kind of thing. So it was a gorgeous day, and then it just started raining cats and dogs, so I've just I went to a quick Wagamama's and had a little bowl of soup.
Oh, that's perfect. There you go. On a rainy day, that's absolutely perfect.
Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly. How has the tour been going so far? You come by Lincoln on the 26th of June for a festival warm up. You're on tour now for a little bit. How has it been getting back out on the road after so long?
It's brilliant. It's been really great. We started in end of January doing this like smaller venue tour, which was amazing. Like, because you know, when you're away for so long, you don't know how you're going to be, how people are going to respond to you, or if people remember you, or you know, anything, if anyone's going to show up. But it's been amazing. Like, it's just been, you know, I feel really lucky that, you know, we're getting to have this another go kind of thing. And I think the music, you know, this record that's coming out in a couple of weeks backs us up kind of thing. I think it's really, like, I really believe in the new songs we're doing, and I think it's really good. And there's like, we've got even more new material actually we're working on now. But so now we've started this little bit of a bigger venue tour. It's been amazing, like some of the sold out shows, and everyone's dancing and singing the words back to you. Like, you know, there's nothing like it really. It's pretty special.
Yeah, because you guys was away for a while. I mean, you had a 16-year hiatus, pretty much, that we'll get into in a little bit. But, I mean, yeah, you guys dropped by the drill 26th of June here in Lincoln. Tickets are on sale. The new album comes out, The Big Decider. I've been listening to kind of Creeping on the Dance Floor and the tunes that are coming from that, and I absolutely love it. I think it's probably going to top the first two albums for me in terms of one of my favourite Zootons albums. I absolutely love it.
Oh, thank you.
Comes out 26th of April.
April, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's nearly to the date of the last album as well, isn't it? Or nearly 20 years from the date of Who Killed Zootons.
Yeah, so it's literally on Friday. It'll be 20 years April 19th to 2004.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that deliberate then that you brought it out
for this new album?
Oh, is it not? I always thought it might have been deliberate that you'd done it 20 years after the debut album.
No, because we were originally wanted to bring it out earlier, but lockdown got in the way, so we kind of had this. The studio got pushed back with Niall, so it should have been out a lot earlier. So no, it was kind of like a happy accident, but.
Yeah,
I wish we could have got it on the 19th. That would have been just a week before. Would have been special.
Yeah, that would have been good.
Would have been to the day. Yeah,
yeah, from the debut album. I mean, you the new album comes out 26th of April, 26th June. You're in Lincoln. You're doing a couple of small shows it's labelled as festival warm up shows. What are you guys kind of got on for the summer? Is it quite a big summer kind of return for you guys being the Zootons? I mean, what have you guys got on or?
Well, I don't think I'm allowed to say everything, but the things we've announced, we've got some gigs with Madness, we're supporting Madness for a bunch of gigs. We're going to America in September. We've got some festivals lined up, but I don't know which ones I can say.
Okay.
And to be honest, there's a few more coming in. So I thought, oh, that'll be it now, because usually you've got all your slots by this point. But
yeah,
we've just had another four offers. So I'm just, the kind of, there could be a bit more. We're hoping to go to Ireland to do a little Irish tour, which we all really want to get back over to Ireland.
Yeah.
We love playing over there as well. But it's all kind of in the works at the minute. But
just across the river from you guys as well. So yeah, doing an Irish tour. Just across the river from you guys as well, with the Irish tour.
Exactly, yeah.
It's only there,
yeah.
So,
and everyone in Liverpool's got a bit of Irish in them anyway. So.
Always. Yeah, no, I've got family there, so yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, I got from, I can't even tell you where it is. Bootle, I think.
In Liverpool?
Yeah, in Liverpool, yeah.
Oh, Bootle, yeah.
Yeah, so.
North End.
Yeah, you know what, I haven't been in so long, but yeah. But no, yeah, no, always great. But yeah, no, the new album comes out, you've got quite a big summer ahead. How was it recording this new album then? What was the feeling behind it? Because obviously you've had like a 16-year hiatus from kind of being out and recording an album. Was it strange? Was it nice to be back? Was it a kind of slow feeling, or did it all just immediately kind of come pouring out from you, Sean and Dave?
Well, it was kind of like, it's hard to say, because a lot of it, like in the lockdown, like Dave had quite a few songs before lockdown there's a couple, that the actual title track of the album, The Big Decider, that's a song on the album. That was out last week, actually, that song. He had that song a while back. I've done that song with him in different bands even, like with different people. So there's a couple of songs, actually that might actually only be the only one. The rest of them, we kind of written in lockdown together. We all kind of lived together in lockdown because Sean was living in Los Angeles and he couldn't get back, obviously, because of lockdown. So he moved in with Dave. And then I moved in with Dave because I lived on my own and I didn't want to be on my own. So Exactly. So we kind of just had loads of fun. I mean, I know lockdown was awful and it was rubbish for so many people, and it was rubbish in loads of ways for us as well. Obviously, you can't go out, you can't do anything, you couldn't go to the studio or anything.
That makes
sense. We actually got quite a lot done in the first 6 months, I'd say, 6 months to a year. We kind of wrote a lot of the records, so it was loads of fun. It was great. It was different because it's only three of us who were like doing that side of things, and to be honest, it's mainly Sean and Dave who do the writing. I do little bits, but it's mainly them who do the writing. I'm there, and I offer part. You know, I give parts, and I've written a few things on the record. But those two are the main songwriters. But we just had loads of fun just because there was no time on it. So like, there was no pressure, and there was no, oh, you've got to have this done by Friday. It was like, no one knows when you might even be able to get back out there anyway. So
I mean, this is like 2 years on that you've written all these tracks, and like 2 years on, it's coming out. So
that's it. There were no restrictions, So, but then it took. We were meant to get in with Niall a lot earlier than we did, but the lockdown got continued, so it pulled it back. But yeah, no, it feels great to be doing it again. It's like, it's a play. You know, it's what we love to do. I mean, we never stopped writing when we all did our own things individually when we stopped. But it's great to be doing it back together with Sean and Dave.
Yeah, I mean, what was the last album was 2008, I think. I mean, what was happening in that 16-year hiatus? Obviously, was you guys kind of keeping touch? Was you all going on? I know Russell kind of went on to do, you know, High Fine Birds and Noel Gallagher, etc. Was you guys all kind of keeping in contact around that time? Obviously, you guys, you'd never officially split. You more just had kind of time apart. You was never a split up band, perhaps. So what was you kind of doing around that time?
Well, me and Dave stayed friends. We all stayed friends, but Sean moved to Los Angeles. I moved to London for a little bit, and then I came back because I wanted to start my own band and realised that I knew so many. I mean, I knew musicians in London, but I knew so many more in Liverpool, and I knew I could. There was a space I could rehearse in and things like that. So I came back, did my own band called Abby Chan. We only released one song because then I started doing other things. I played for the Lightning Seeds for a few years,
yes.
But Abby Chan was my main thing. Dave Dave did a couple of different bands. He had a band called Dave McCabe and the Ramifications, and then he did stuff just as himself. And Sean was in Los Angeles, so we had a gig. One of our friends unfortunately passed away, like a really good friend of all of ours, and we did a gig in like honour of him, I guess, and it was to raise money for his child.
It was at the Beaumont Hall, wasn't it, I believe?
Mountford Hall,
that's it, yes.
Yeah, and that was in 2016, I believe, or 2015, and that was with Russ as well, because Russ was a really good friend of Christian's too, and we realised that we could still play together really well, and there was still something there. So then over the next few years, it kind of like, it was talked about, and then there was a lot of problems also between, Dave had addiction problems, and, you know, we all had our own thing, problems going on, so it was, it took a while, to be honest, to get it together, and then, obviously, in 2019, we went back out and did a tour to see what would happen, see if anyone would be bothered, or anyone wanted to come to the shows, and we had this great reaction, so that's when we decided to write the record, and say, you know, right, we're going to make new music now, it seems like, you know, there's still a place for us kind of thing.
Yeah, there's still a cry out for you guys to kind of be performing, which I think is beautiful, especially when kind of after so long away, and like you say, with Dave's kind of problems that were kind of documented around that time, and there was still a passion for kind of Zootons as well. The second album, which I really want to talk about, especially with the one track that I think everyone probably talks to you about in the interview, Can I Turn It Hanging Around, the original Valerie song. Everyone will think that it is indeed Amy Winehouse, but it's not. It's you guys that kind of came up with it. Yeah, absolutely. How did that come about? Does Amy get in contact with you guys and or your management and be like, I want to cover this song, and then are you guys like, Amy Winehouse wants to cover our song? Like, how does that come about?
To be honest, we do get asked this, but I'm sure that it was Mark Ronson or Amy Winehouse's management probably got in touch with our management, and they asked us, and we agreed. Obviously, it's, you know, as a big fan of Amy Winehouse personally, you know, there's nothing more flattering than like one of the biggest stars at the time wanting to cover your song, and her version is so great as well, and we love it. There's, you know, it's just an amazing thing. It's like Dave says, always keeps saying, it's like you don't think lightning can strike twice, and you know, we've had a big hit with it already. So when she took it even further, it was just incredible. Like, it was absolutely amazing. Like, you just can't never imagine anything like that happening. And the fact that it did, we're just very grateful. And like, you know, we feel very honoured that she did it. And I remember Mark telling us, because we got to know Mark a little bit after. It was when she was still alive. And he got on stage with us at Glastonbury, and he told us that when he was making the record versions of, you know, with all the different people on, he really wanted Amy to be part of it, and he kept saying, oh, you know, you've got to pick a song, you've got to pick a modern song, and she'd be like, oh, you know, I don't like no modern music, I just like, you know, listen to the old records, whatever. And then he said to her, you know, you're coming in every day to the studio and you keep singing that Valerie song, why don't you do that? When he told us that, I was like, you know, before she'd done it, she was already always singing. It was like,
that's got to be quite,
it was a little buzz, you know what I mean? It made me like,
that's got to be mental for you guys to know. Did it reach that?
Yeah, she'd just be singing it in the studio, you know, just like to herself almost kind of thing. So it's amazing. It's such an amazing thing. Like, that song's just got a life of its own now. It's like its own thing. It's nobody's, but it's everybody's.
It kind of lives in two stages. It lives through you guys, and it lives through the legacy of Amy. I think all kind of comes together in kind of a double-edged sword. I'd be very remiss not to talk about this, and I don't know how much you'll agree with this just out of modesty. I feel like when you do the music video to this, there is a striking resemblance, especially when you're doing a music video to Valerie, that you do slightly look like Amy Winehouse, and I don't know if there is a modesty to that. I actually do. I don't know, and I have talked about this before, but it's like there is a striking resemblance.
Well, she looks like me, because that was before.
Was it? Yeah. Well, we never know, do we, Abby?
I'm only joking.
No,
I don't know why you. I think my hair is quite big on it.
Maybe I don't know. I think it might be the hair, Abby. But I mean, it's just like, I don't know. And I always thought,
oh, I know what it might be. It's because I wear short shorts, and she there's millions of pictures of her in hot pants. Do you think,
and with the hair as well, I suppose. Maybe I always thought it was. I was quite shocked to find out that it wasn't that I thought you guys may have covered it, and that it wasn't your original track, and hence why that it
seemed. That's why I look like her.
Yeah, a little bit. But I you know what? If it had been me, I'd have had you in the new biopic. But maybe that's just me, Abby. Oh, who knows? I'd have had you in the new biopic.
Because I think she's lovely. I think she's beautiful, and I'd love to look like her. But no one's ever said that to. But that was quite a long time before her. Yeah. So. I mean, she was out. Do you know what I mean? She was out then, but she hadn't done Valerie because we'd just written it. But now I'm flattered. Thank you that you say that. I'll take that as a compliment.
No, absolutely. No, and have you seen the biopic yet, by the way? Have you had a chance?
No, I haven't. No, I haven't seen it.
Are you not? Well, I'm sure you'll probably get around to it at some point. We're talking about Amy. We're talking about Mark Ronson. Who is probably the most starstruck that you've been? The best kind of famous person that's come up to you and been like...
James Brown. Without a doubt.
Oh, that's got to be an experience.
We supported him in the Roundhouse in London, and it was always the Sugar Babes, and Max, what's his name? Max, he's on a soap, I can't remember his name.
I can't remember.
He was getting up doing piano, and James Brown's dressing room was next door to ours, and he walked past me in the corridor, and I didn't know what to say. But so I was like, oh no, I missed my opportunity. But then at the end of his set, he invites us all on the stage, and he hugs each one of us, so I did get to hug him. But he was like, it's fucking James, sorry, excuse my French, it's James Brown, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I can't really, I'm a huge fan, and yeah, he was my biggest, most person I've been starstruck over, 100%.
No, well, that's got to be an experience in itself. Is there anyone that Dave kind of recounts? Because I feel like Dave may have
we did this in New York, it was the reopening of the Museum of Modern Art. It had a refurb, and we were playing the reopening of it, and David Byrne was there from Talking Heads, and we didn't know he was going to be there, and it was only Dave. He said he turned round in this room full of people, and he was standing right there, and he didn't know what to say, and he was like, oh, and I think he said a few words, but he said, I was so starstruck, and like, because that's for Dave. Dave, you know, that's one of his heroes from when he was a kid. So, and he tries to copy him, only very subtly in some things in his songs, but only very subtle. You probably would, it wouldn't be noticeable unless he told you. But so for him, yeah, David Byrne was a big one.
Yeah, you'd be remiss not to kind of have. Not to get a little bit starstruck with Talking Heads and also with James Brown as well. So, I mean, do you look back over then times and kind of think that is mental that we were kind of performing with, you know, even someone like the Sugar Babes who are still going about as well. I mean, do you look back and you just think, I cannot believe that we was on shows with these people and kind of, wow.
So the James Brown one I do, like that was really special that night. Like, and also, it turned out it was his last European, well, this is when we were still in Europe, and UK, gig that he did before he passed, so that made it even more special. No, I couldn't believe that one. Like, some of them, you know, you've got to think, you know, we believe in what we do, and you want to be humble, do you know what I mean? But we also believe that we're good as well, do you know what I mean? So when you're up with these people, you think, oh, well, that, you know, you're totally enamoured, but you're like, well, not enamoured, that's not the right word. You know, you're totally, you know, can't believe it. But you're also like, well, maybe we should be here. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't mean that in a big-headed way.
No, absolutely not.
Like, you know, it could have been anyone, but it's us. So that's, you know, that's great. And you know, maybe it's...
just a band from Liverpool, and you've released two great albums and kind of just been like, we've put so much effort into it, but now we're reaping the rewards.
To be honest, the main thing over your head is like, wow, this is pretty incredible. Like,
yeah, you know what? As a full circle moment, I'm a bit in the same way with you guys, because I really love listening to your music. And before kind of... I got into this whole radio shtick. I mean, I didn't think that I'd ever be interviewing you. So in a whole full circle moment, it becomes quite a
Oh,
moment.
that's
But
really kind.
it's all right.
You
No,
never think of that of yourself,
no, you
though, do
don't.
you? You never
No,
think,
you absolutely don't.
oh, you know, because you're just a person, you're just a girl or a fella. It's just like, you know. And but then you've got to go like, well, James Brown's just a fella, and then you go, nah, he's not. He's
He's
fucking
not. He's
James
a
Brown.
legend.
He's a legend, yeah. He's not just some fella.
No, absolutely. Obviously, you guys are back. You, Dave, and Sean, back as a three piece. Do you still keep in contact with Russell and Bowen? Do you kind of speak to them, or is that kind of something that have kind of kept
Yeah,
yourselves?
no. Russ is a really good friend. Him and his fiance or his girlfriend, but his fiance. I'm really close to them. I don't see Boyan as much, but I see a lot of Russ.
You've been
But the
seeing him with High
family's
Flying
got
Birds, or have you rocked up at High
yeah,
Flying
loads
Birds?
of
Yeah.
fans.
Oh, nice. That's
Yeah,
good.
loads of fans. We've actually played with them as well. We supported them last year in some castle somewhere. But with the band we've got now are really great. Like we've got Jay Lewis on guitar, Neil Bradley on keyboard, and Tim Cunningham, who was a friend of mine. He was in my band before, Adrian Abidjan. And they're brilliant musicians, and it's like it's taken on a different space now, and it's brilliant for this record we've made, and on the for the foreseeable future, this band is perfect for us, and they're just as much as a part of it as us three are. Like they're really great musicians, and I'm so happy to have them like with us.
No, absolutely, and it is good what you guys are doing, and you kind of come back and you've kind of consoled this band behind you guys, plus the originals, and you guys kind of back making the new record as well. I mean, quickly, just before we talk about what we can expect from you guys on the over kind of this Vase model, but I mean, what's on the radar for you guys now? Has it changed from when you was from when you was in your younger years? I mean, what's on the
What did
radar
you
for
say?
you guys?
What's the what?
What's on the rider for you guys now?
It was a
For like,
rider.
yeah, what's on the rider? Has it changed now,
Oh,
or?
well, it's not the same because Dave's sober, so we don't get much. We only get a few beers because it's not nice to throw something in someone's face. We just have, oh, it's boring, you know. It's just like fruit, you know, chocolate crisp. We have like honey, like ginger shots, honey. I don't know, just your regular stuff, really. It used to just be like two bottles of Jack Daniels, two bottles of vodka, two bottles of wine, three cases of beer. Like, but now that's not, you know. And also, we're a lot older now. You can't, if you carry on doing all that,
You
unless you're
can't,
Keith
yeah.
Richards or something, you know, you're not going to be able to do your job well. Unless some people can, but I'm not for me. I can't do it. I think it looks a bit.
Yeah, and
I don't know. It looks being in your 40s and still getting on and all that. It's a bit sad.
Yeah,
It's
and
not
also.
sad if you can keep it, if you can function and you can still do a great gig, great, do what you want. I don't care what people do. I'm not here to promote anything, but for me, I can't be getting hammered and
No,
then
of
doing
course.
the gig the next day.
No, that
I'll
makes
just be
sense.
rough. I won't be able to give a good performance.
No, absolutely. And I mean, you was in your 20s and you're having a right laugh in this band going
Yeah.
up and down the country, and it's brilliant. And then obviously you guys mature, Dave's kind of become
Dave sober. Yeah.
Dave sobered, and you guys have kind of become a lot more mature, which is possibly going to be, that's going to be quite relaxing for you guys to really kind of take in these moments of the tour as well, away from you
Yeah.
guys kind of drinking. I mean, is it?
Yeah, you remember more stuff probably.
And also you can kind of really take in a moment as well. The new album out, The Big Tider, 26th of April. Get it everywhere, stream it. You're in Lincoln, June the 26th. Tickets are available at The Drill. What can we expect from you guys from the Zootons this time around, compared to how you guys were before? What can we expect? Is it?
At the gig.
Yes.
Well, it's the same as in like we try and create a part like a bit of a party thing. There'll
Yeah.
still be like
There's
you know
still a party
people just get
atmosphere.
involved and like yeah and like you know sing along with the songs, have a dance if they want to dance. But you know it's up to everyone what they want to do. But we try and like take you through like well, the record will be out by then, so we, like at the minute we're playing like it's probably like 60-40, 60 old songs, 14% new songs. But we'll see how the record goes, and it might even be more new songs. But you know, we play like you know a good hour 20 minutes, hour and a half, and
Of just great
we like to
tracks.
go. Yeah, and just like to take it on a bit of a thing where, like, you know, there's little dips, and, like, you know, as in like this, we take it down a little bit and then we bring it back up.
Yeah,
bit of audience participation and that. Yeah,
and
but just a good time really. Want everyone to have fun, and have a laugh.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, really excited to see you because I've got tickets. So yeah, really excited to see you guys. It'll be a really brilliant night. And Abby, thank you for coming on. I really do appreciate you talking to us.
No worries, Jamie. Thanks for having me.
No, it's all right. No worries. And best of luck with everything. Best of luck with the record and best of luck with the rest of the tour as well. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Jamie. Thanks for speaking to us.
No worries. Thank you, Abs.